This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. And now the original comments of ornithologist Mike Baltz. With winter's grip showing no sign of letting up, plus the pandemic altering our daily routines, Mike says one good way to combat going stir-crazy is by feeding the birds. Plus, in doing so, you could be adding some important knowledge to scientists.
I was on my deck recently, watching the birds in my backyard, and I thought out loud, why do birds matter so much to me? I think the answer is partly because birds are so easy to watch year-round. So they're a great way to appreciate and be reminded of Mother Nature's wild kingdom every day. My son, James, often comments on how amazing the freedom of flight must be. And although I have a fear of heights, I do envy the sights that some migrant songbirds must see during a year of flying back and forth between tropical South America and boreal Canada. I know that as a bird lover, and someone who is quite possibly kept reasonably sane by the annual bird migrations, I wonder how birds cannot mean the world to someone. As such, it's exciting to me that there has been a surge in bird watching during the pandemic. A recent headline in the New York Times announced, "The birds are not on lockdown, and more people are watching them." Locally, the Southern Illinois Birding Group's Facebook page has ballooned to over 3,500 members and counting. Perhaps your interest in birds has increased during the last year, too. These winter months are the best time to see birds up close, at bird feeders, and feeder watching is a great way to learn how to identify the bird species that will flock to your sunflower and thistle offerings. Common species at your feeders will include northern cardinals, Carolina chickadees, white-breasted nuthatches, white-throated sparrows, and dark-eyed juncos, to name just a few. Although this may be a small consolation if the pandemic has whacked you financially, a recent study that analyzed data from a 2012 European Quality of Life survey found that being surrounded by at least 14 species of birds brought as much satisfaction as getting a 10% wage increase. For the record, I consistently watch a dozen-plus bird species visiting my bird feeders every morning. So I'm getting my 10% bird raise daily, which is nice. And this month, I'll spend a little extra time counting birds at my feeders as part of the Audubon Society's 24th annual Great Backyard Bird Count. The bird count is a four-day event in February that anyone can take part in, and by submitting your observations online, you can help researchers understand how birds are doing and hopefully how to better protect them. As we all try to do our part to save the planet these days, feeding birds and possibly counting them is an easy and important contribution that you can make. Feeding birds in winter can help individual birds make it through cold nights, and having bird feeders in your yard is an easy way to make your backyard valuable wildlife habitat. And in addition to that bird raise you'll get, come spring, you can also take pride in knowing that your neighborhood, and even some forests further north, will have a few more birds thanks to you. Which is nice, too.
The comments of ornithologist Mike Baltz. These monthly features were both written and voiced by Mike. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.